celebrate this Mass, which would not be possible without the motu proprio of Benedict XVI, as a way of commemorating the 60th anniversary of the first Mass celebrated in this parish. On this feast day, not the exact Sunday, but on this feast day in 1958. In many ways, it's a more important date to commemorate. The founding of a parish is important to be sure, but it does not have the same caliber because the founding of a parish does not begin with suddenly a church being there. The church had to be built. Therefore, Christ would not reside with his people in this particular area of town until the church was built and until the first Mass was celebrated, which was at 6:15 in the morning, a low Mass, which would place the Christ in the tabernacle. And ever since then, Christ has lived in this section of Louisville. Christ has made his home here deliberately so for our sanctification. And even more importantly, what is often forgotten, because too many Catholics in modern times have a country club attitude about the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It's something they go to get graces for themselves so they can go through life and do the right thing, not realizing it is the only means by which we step into the breach and make amends to God the Father for all the horrific sins of the world done by Catholic and non-Catholic. And it is a means by which we come to understand the only way to reconciliation with the Father is through the Son. Therefore, the Holy Sacrifice offered in this particular area, as I explained in the bulletin last week, the legalities of a parish. A parish is not a place in the sense that it's a church. A parish is a geographic area. And the parish church is where Christ is adored and worshipped in that geographic area. It is the tabernacle, the tent, where Christ makes himself present. And therefore, it benefits everyone in this geographic region, especially with regards to their own sinfulness, that we worship the God, the Father of us all, through Christ Jesus our Lord in that way. That is why we have so many strange attitudes, even amongst priests. I've heard priests say that if they get up in the morning and the parking lot is empty, they won't have Mass because there's nobody there for Mass. The country club attitude that Mass is offered for the people. The only reason and way it's offered for the people as this special Mass and all one Sunday Mass a week must be in one holiday pro populo is for the benefit not only of the parishioners, but everyone who lives in this geographic area. Christ stepping in the breach for the worst of sinners, as he did on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It is a battle against the enemy every time the Holy Sacrifice is offered. It is a battle against the powers of darkness. That's why the enemy hates it. That's why the enemy is always present, however painful it is for him to be here at Mass, always present, endeavoring you to get distracted by the baby it uses to keep you enthralled. Instead of looking to the Christ, you look to the cute baby as though it could save you. The baby cannot save you. It is filled with concupiscence. It can lead you very easily to damnation. It cannot save you. Looking to the Christ is the key, and oftentimes that is forgotten by modern-day Catholics who again see the Mass as an exercise of their community life and not an act of profound worship, an act of thanksgiving, an act of reparation and atonement, all about the reality of proper adoration and worship of God. Therefore, it's the one time, perhaps for many of us during the week, that we actually forget ourselves and think about Christ first, and think about God, the Father, and the power of God, the Holy Spirit, that makes it feasible for us to experience the sacramental reality, the representation of the one true sacrifice of Christ on Calvary Hill for our benefit. And yes, for the benefit of the people in this general vicinity who could care less about the Christ. So good is the Christ. So beneficent is the Christ. And therefore, as was remarked 60 years ago, how appropriate that Christ made his home on this section of Preston Highway on the feast of Christ the King in 1958. And how appropriate that we can celebrate Mass in the exact same way they would have celebrated it by virtue of the reality of the motu proprio of Pope Benedict XVI, demonstrating perhaps the reality of full circle, demonstrating perhaps the reality of what happens when you make Christ a sidebar. What happens when the parish's life becomes about picnics and parties and socials? What happens when a parish's life becomes nothing more than an extension of the school, and it's not about Christ himself? We've obviously seen those results through the decades in which this church has been in existence. And when this church turned, deliberately so, to a Christocentric attitude, it became smaller. People left in droves because they could not tolerate the notion that it was about Christ and not about them. Only explanation. And then they go to the surrounding parishes where it will still be about them. It will still be an act of the community. And everybody is flooding and hoarding, and there are more people giving out communion than there are in the actual congregation itself. All for the sake of a notion of this is about me. No, it's not about us. It is about God the Father, the principal recipient of every Mass. And every time you are here, you are putting yourself in the presence of God the Father through God the Son and power of God the Holy Spirit. And you are offering yourself, ideally, as a sacrifice of praise along with the sacrifice of Christ himself, who will be immolated on this altar. True sacrifice. Therefore, this is the way we acknowledge Christ as King. In this place, Christ is King, and he is the center of everything. And he becomes King by our actions for this section of Preston Highway. If no one else does it, ours then is to step into the breach and make it clear that Christ is King. And as Pius XI indicated, it's not just about the reality of what a modern interpretation of the Feast of Christ the King is. Christ is the King of all our hearts. It is about the social kingship of Christ, how he is the King of all creation by virtue of the fact of his hypostatic union, the second person of the Holy Trinity, who has become man and redeemed the world by his own sacrifice. Therefore, he has won it by his sacrifice. He has caused it to submit to him, and all of the evil that came with the enemy and his princedom, all had to submit to him because the devil's was a total loss as he threw everything he had at the Christ on the cross. And Christ was victorious. And therefore, our lives are supposed to be a reflection of that conviction and that belief that Christ is victorious. Hence, the whole notion of compromising with sin and accompanying those who are sinful is ludicrous unless you believe Christ lost the battle, unless you believe that Satan is more powerful. Then you must dialogue. But if Christ is victorious, there is no dialogue. One does not dialogue with one who has lost. One does the mop-up operation to get rid of the residual forces that refuse to admit defeat. And the only way you and I can do that is principally through the holy sacrifice of the Mass that humiliates the enemy every time it's celebrated because it is real, and he sees his defeat every time it's celebrated. Hence, he works so hard to make you distracted, to make you look at everything but him, but Jesus Christ, I mean. And he wants you to make the Mass about yourself. He wants you to think it's all about you and adopt the country club attitude where the church becomes a kind of private club where people gather to eat, drink, and be merry and never even consider the King himself. Fortunately for us, the shift has been made by the grace of God. And things will become darker in the future, to be sure, and maybe even smaller. But ours is to stay true to the Christ, the King of the universe. What was his kingship? His kingship was expressed by virtue of his letting God be known to the world, and then him telling the truth that sets us free from slavery to sin, and therefore those who hear his voice and believe in the truth gather around him, not around themselves, around him. And therefore, because he is king, and because we want to be part of his kingdom, we follow his commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments, Jesus said. This is a place where we will do so. This is a place where Christ is going to be the center of our lives. This is a place where we rightly worship him. Do not rush off after Mass, for Mass will not end in the customary way. Mass will end with a short reality of the exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, where I, on your behalf, will fulfill what Pius XI mandated, that before the exposed Blessed Sacrament, the world will be consecrated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. and acknowledge the kingship of Christ, and through Christ himself make atonement to God the Father through that brief time of adoration, which will then follow by benediction, where you are blessed by the Blessed Sacrament itself, not by the priest. That's why the priest wears the humeral veil when he blesses you with the monstrance, you know, to show you that it's not him giving the blessing. It is the Blessed Sacrament himself giving you the blessing. So consider what you're being offered today to acknowledge Christ as your true King, not just the King of your heart, but the King of your life. And everything you do is done in consistent with his commandments. And everything you do is about letting other people know that he is the conquering King. And therefore, they must join in his victory, lest they go down with the losing side when they least expect it. We need not ask the question that Pilate asked, "Are you a king?" We know that Christ is king. Let us continue with God's blessing in the life of this parish to live this out most fully and to enjoy the benefits of the reality of joining ourselves and our community, not around ourselves, but around Christ the King. Let us place ourselves under his protection. Let us be confident in his victory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.